and you're in the middle of dinner, but we're going to be talking with you, huh?
Philip, at Maestro Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, it is one of, I would say, the top dining experiences in Hollywood, and we are celebrating, we're continuing our celebration for Jason J. We're very, very proud of him.
Well, to let the audience get up to speed on this, your son has been cast in a motion picture that is currently shooting, right?
They're going to wrap in, I think they're scheduled to wrap in 2 weeks.
And the movie is called The Night Manhattan Died. So you guys had kind of a pre-party for him last weekend at your house, right?
We did. I wanted to celebrate, on behalf of Jason J., a 12-year-old boy who is making his motion picture debut in the film The Night Manhattan Died, and to say to everyone that I have a son that I'm very proud of, and to also bring to your listeners' attention that really, as parents, I think we need to support each other. And I'll give you an example. We had a gathering probably of no more than 30 people. We had a lot of children that Jason was in the movie with, as well as their parents and some kids that he goes to school with. Now, Bill, I'm trying to remember Bill's last name, and you know him. His daughter is Crystal.
Sutherland.
Yes, Bill Sutherland came up to me, and he said to me in the middle of this party that he did not appreciate the tone of the movie. And he didn't appreciate the moral of the movie. And
well, what is the movie about?
Well, I'll tell you what the movie's about, but let me just finish the story.
Okay.
And I said to him, I looked at him and I said, I'm going to tell you something, and I tried to lower my voice. I said, you are in my home, and if you think you are going to take the occasion of a celebration of a great success on the part of my son to trash my son's work and to steal from me this moment of pride and what I have worked for a lot of years, I said, let me just tell you right now, you're not going to do that. And he got very huffy, and I said, Bill, if you really feel that way, you can leave. And I said to him, you know what, I'm really sorry that some people, and I didn't mention his daughter Crystal, I think Crystal's a wonderful girl, I said, it's really too bad that some people aren't proud of their own children and look at their own children as losers. And I just turned on my heel and I walked away. And you know something, I don't have any idea whether he stayed at the party or not.
All right, that's probably was an inopportune moment to bring up. He had misgivings about the movie that your son's in. What is the movie about?
The movie, Phil, is a very daring film. It is a comedy. It is based on the events around 9/11. It is very daring. It is very groundbreaking. But as I said to Bill, and as I've said to a lot of people, I think after 3.5, almost 4 years, we can begin to get over ourselves just a little bit. And I can tell.
All right, so it's a comedy based upon the World Trade Center being attacked.
Yes, and I can tell you there's a very funny scene. Jason's in one scene. He plays a messenger boy in Manhattan on the morning of the tragedy of 9/11. And he's delivering a box of chocolates from a young man to a young lady. And when he gets to the place that he's going to deliver them to, which is the World Trade Center, and it's been completely destroyed, he shrugs. It's a very funny scene. He shrugs. He opens up the box of chocolates, and he starts to eat them, and he rides away.
And all right, look, I don't want to, you know.
But Phil, that's really not the point of what I'm saying. The point of what I'm talking about is that I created for my son a career. Jason was adopted. And I don't know if you know that or not.
You told me that he's adopted.
Yes, we adopted Jason. Frank and I late in life decided to have a child. We adopted him. And I set about the task for myself of making something out of this kid who'd been adopted. And when you adopt a child, what you're really doing is you're pulling a human off of, for want of a better term, off of a scrap heap. And you're putting them to good use. And what we're doing with Jason, we're loving him and we're building a career for him.
All right, but let me get back to this movie if I could, all right?
That's fine, but I think it's beside the point.
No, it's right. And I'm not going to criticize. I personally don't really see anything to laugh about 9/11. But now the movie is a comedy, so you said it's controversial. Is it not unusual for a man to walk up to somebody having seen a controversial movie and express an opinion?
Not in the middle of a party that I'm throwing, and that he is the beneficiary of. He's drinking my drinks. He's eating my food. And he comes over to me and says, well, I felt the movie was in bad taste. I thought it had low moral character. And I looked at him. I turned on my heel. I wheeled around, and I looked at him, and I said, now, you listen to me, and you listen real good. If you think you're going to bumble into a party that I'm giving for a young child that I adopted, pulled off of a scrap heap, and made a career for, and if you think that you're going to do that in my home...
I don't want to cry. I don't like the term scrap heap.
Please listen to me, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry.
I said to Bill, I said, if you think you're going to start criticizing my son's work, I said, this is everything I've ever dreamed for. My son now has a part in a major motion picture. And with that, I turned on my heel, and I walked away.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hold on, Margaret. Margaret Gray joins us, a nationally syndicated columnist. Her son is Jason J. Delmonico. He's a young actor who has just... will be appearing very shortly in a film called The Night Manhattan Died. Now, this is produced by Ellis Mergens.
Yes, it's Ellis Mergens Production Company, and I know it has it has a great deal of artistic cachet, and I think is really begging to be looked at, and it's the kind of film that I think Redford is going to want at Sundance. In fact, the word is, and this is just from some preliminary sources, but the word is, and I'm using the quote that they used with me, they're salivating to get their hands on it. This could be bigger than Fahrenheit 9/11.
Another movie I didn't like.
Well, Phil, you and I have gone around and around about that. But what I'm saying to you is this. Some parents are not proud of their children. Some parents, maybe they're disappointed that their children are losers or they're not very bright. When I adopted Jason J. Delmonico, lifted him out of... You know, this...
You called it a scrap heap. Is that really an apt...
Well, all right, Phil. What I'm saying is children that are adopted, orphans. He was an orphan boy. And he had no future. His mother was a crack addict. His father was non-existent.
I understand, and I think it's a good thing when you give them a life.
All right. So the boy... You know, any child that's adopted really owes his parents. And so I said to Frank, what's the best way for him to pay us back? And that is for him to develop a film career. So that
Wait, why do you say pay you back? You know,
I think any child that is given a great opportunity in life owes his parents something. I'm simply saying that when the child is adopted, they are a little bit more beholden. I'm saying that I wanted Jason to have a film career. Now he's in a movie. Now, at the height of his success, this man comes bumbling into this party and starts, well, I think that the movie, this and that. I said, now, you listen to me, and you listen real good, because I'm going to say this once, and I don't stutter. You are going to show respect to my home and to me. If you say one thing about this film, I will have security, and I do have security at my home for these things. I'll have them throw you out into the street. And your car keys will come. Flying after.
All right, I'm going to give our number out. I'm going to take a break. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You are talking about a film that anybody would have an opinion about, Margaret.
I understand that film, but not in my home, and not because you're jealous that your child's a loser.
Well, you don't know any of that. I mean, there's a movie called The Night Manhattan Died. It's a comedy based on the events of 9/11. Now, you've also said that your son, Jason J., who is an adopted boy, owes you. And I don't know anything about adopted children. I have stepchildren.
All right, you have stepchildren. Now, in your case, your stepchildren were well taken care of by Maria.
Yes, they were very well taken care of.
I'm talking about a child that I adopted. In other words, the mother was some kind of a crack... Forgive me, some kind of a crack whore. The father was, I don't know what. The father was a black or something. And together they...
Well, what do you mean he was a black?
I mean that I took this child, Frank and I pulled this child literally off of a garbage heap. Now, Phil, this...
That, to me, is an unfortunate way of describing orphan children.
No, not all of them are. Look, every child that's an orphan... And is adopted, needs to recognize that they owe a little bit something more. Every child owes his parents that gives him a good life. But an adopted child, I think when the bill comes for that, I think it's a little bit, you know, I think you're going to get stuck with a bigger tap. And all I ask of Jason Jay is that he makes something out of his life, and he's been cast in this film, and then Sutherland comes bumbling and blundering into our party. Well, I don't think this movie was this and that.
But it was a controversial film, and you should have expected that.
I said to him, now you listen, and you listen good. And I looked him in the eye. I'm not afraid of any man. I said, you listen to me, and he's a big man, and I resisted the temptation to say fatso.
Well, that would have been childish.
Well, I resisted. I said, you listen to me, and you listen real good. My son is going to be a big star, and if you think you're going to walk into a home at a party that I'm hosting and badmouth a movie that my son's in while you sit there and eat my food and drink my drinks, I can tell you that I will have security throw you, and you'll be airborne, off of my property.
All right, 1-800, hold on for a minute, Margaret. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I knew that her son was adopted. She's got Margaret Gray joins us. Her son is in a film called The Night Manhattan Died. Very controversial movie. It's a comedy based on 9/11. It takes place in New York. Her son is an adopted child, and she feels that as an adopted child, that all adopted children, I guess she's saying, owe their parents a little bit more than the average child does, and she feels that him getting a film career is the start of paying her and her husband back. When she was approached by someone at the party who didn't like the movie, she literally threatened to have the man thrown out of her house. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Kid can have a movie career. You're mentioning, I don't particularly think that there's anything funny about 9/11.
That is your opinion, but I don't think that if you were in my home, I don't know that you would have the right to walk up to me and say, you know, I really don't like the movie your son's in. Oh, by the way, can I have more of your chicken orange? You know, I think, and this is my opinion. Look, Jason Jay was adopted. When we found him, it's almost as if you're going through. And I, Phil, I know.
Why do you use this garbage analogy with children that are adopted?
Phil, I'm not saying the children themselves are garbage. I'm saying they're thrown away, as if they are. And when we come along and adopt these children, it's as if you're picking them out of the bottom of a can, finding them at the bottom, literally, of a garbage can. Now, I don't want anything from this boy other than for him to be successful in his film career. We have, and this is something that Bill really didn't like, yes, we do take a little bit more of his earnings than the average parent. And
well, there are laws that allow for the parents to take enough money as managers, but...
But he's adopted, so his upkeep is a little bit more.
And how is the upkeep of an adopted child more than the upkeep of a naturally born child? I really want to know that. How is that...
I'll tell you how.
No, but yeah, I really want to know how it's more expensive.
Because it is... The freight hire. When you're raising an adopted child, you're making a little bit more of an effort to love it. And you're,
oh boy, you know.
Well, you know something. When you adopt a child, you give me a big call. You give me the big shout out, and you tell me I'm wrong. And we're way off the base.
Well, you're talking like you don't even love this kid.
I love him very much. And I, for the first time in my life, I have what I want.
A kid. That's an actor or just a son?
A son, yes, who also acts, yes. I have a son that I love very much, and yes, he's in a motion picture.
And that's good?
Yes, it's an extra added blessing, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Shem, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Shem, thank you for your show. This woman... is not interested in this kid. She's interested in the...
I beg your pardon. I raised the child to the infant.
Hold on.
She's interested in the dollar signs that she sees on this kid's forehead. Now, we live in an open society. And the open society calls...
I live in America. Where does he live?
He's calling from America, too. I live in America. I live in South Texas.
You don't sound like any American I know about.
It doesn't matter. You have an accent, too. Now, we live in an open society, and an open society calls for criticism of works of art. If anybody does a work of art and is not willing for that work to be criticized, then we have a problem.
Wick?
This woman sees this child not as a as a son, but as a dollar sign.
Right,
and that's very worrying to me.
Now, let Margaret, your response.
First of all, Shem, if you walked into my home and you're standing there with a cracker with my cheese on it, and you say to me, you know, that movie your son's in, I think, is a real turd, well, guess what? You can leave. Now,
but he didn't say that. He was.
He just about said the same thing. Now, as far as Jason J. Delmonico being adopted.
I'm an adopted child, too, so.
All right. Have you paid your parents back?
Of course.
All right, then you understand. When they picked you out of a garbage heap.
I wasn't in a garbage heap.
Well, my God, where were you? If you have to be adopted, it means someone...
You are creating perceptions here.
No, I'm simply saying, if you have to be adopted, doesn't it follow that someone threw you into a dumpster?
No, it does not follow.
It does not. This boy did not ask to be born. He was born to a parent who was smart enough to find out that I cannot take care of this kid. Let me give it to somebody who can. Unfortunately, the kid has fallen into your hands, and all you see in this kid is dollar signs.
No, I see a boy that I want very much to grow up and have a wonderful life.
Pay
me back a little bit for the. Do you understand that we went out and we looked for this child? He's living with some crack whore, okay? And
you don't have to whisper because everybody can hear.
Well, I don't really like the term. On top of that, she is living with a man, and I won't, you know, say anything, but he's not of her race.
It doesn't matter.
All right. And I said to Frank, let's adopt him. And I will. And Frank didn't want to do it. I said, look, if you let me adopt this boy, I will make it worth your while.
Thank heavens you adopted him. You gave him a home. You gave him a life. You gave him hope. But the way you are portraying the boy right now, you know,
well, let me ask you.
Leaves people like me listening to you. You sound like, you know.
You know what? I want to know. When you were a child, did you wear clothes or just a piece of leather around your waist? Because a lot of the.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, adopted. You know, Shem here wants us to believe
I agree with the host at this point that you sound more like you don't really love this kid.
I love him very, very much to the point where I sacrifice my life. And I would. Can I ask you something? Did you go to school on an elephant?
All right.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sorry for that.
Well, he didn't answer.
He's not going to answer that question.
I'm trying to have some fun.
Well, you know, this is not the time to have fun.
Phil, I love Jason J. Delmonico very much. And for you to paint this picture of me as some bloodthirsty, blood-sucking stage mother who only wants money out of this child, I'm very proud of him. But yes, he is adopted. And
okay, so that means what? It means he owes you.
Just a little bit, but he does still owe us.
Why can't you just adopt a child and...
You know what, it's worth... You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, you don't even... You're out of your element. You're out of your league. You're way out of... You're in a different ball game.
Wait a second. It's a comedy about 9/11, you know. I guess I'm not ready yet, you know.
Well, I just think some people are more on the cutting edge.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I think I'm a little on the cutting edge, man. I'm not going to see that flick. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray joins us. She is talking to us about her son, Jason J. Delmonico, who is in this new movie, The Night Manhattan Died, a comedy about 9/11.
You know, I really wish you wouldn't editorialize the film having not seen it and allow the listeners to make up their own minds. I would appreciate that very much. You're poisoning the water. And this is a young man that's worked very hard. I've worked very hard raising him.
Well, I know, and this is what I'm getting to. He's an adopted boy who you say owes you.
My God, you are focusing in. We were on to talk about this film.
No, but you're the one that brought up the fact that this child owes you. And
Phil, he doesn't owe me in the sense that he... the only way I can... Look, have you ever walked by a garbage can and found a ham sandwich that was perfectly good? And you lift it up and you go, you know what? This is a perfectly good sandwich. Why not take a bite?
No, I have not.
You know the lies. I really hate the lies.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that your baby, this Jason J., was a ham sandwich in a garbage can?
Phil, you are characterizing my words.
No, you just said, if I ever walked by a garbage can, saw a ham sandwich.
Phil, many times Frank has eaten something and then thrown it away, didn't like the taste of it. I said, this is a perfectly good light ham sandwich.
All right, let me take a phone call here. Elizabeth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Elizabeth.
Hi.
Actually, I'm calling to make a comment about her and the adoption.
Yes, ma'am.
I really don't think it's right that she's going around, as much as she says she loves her son, you know, calling him a piece of trash, because honestly, there's sometimes that people have to put their kids up for adoption, and
well,
they're not throwing
them
away.
I understand that.
I mean, but, like, honestly, because I just had to do this recently this past week because I wanted to give my child a better life. And a better home.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Elizabeth.
It's all right.
Elizabeth, this is Margaret. Were you smoking rock?
No, not at all. I've never done drugs or anything in my life.
You were blessed.
I'm just 22 years old and I'm single, and I didn't want to give my daughter,
you know,
living pretty much as it is. I'm trying to make it and going back to school and everything.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to have a happy family and a mother and a father who can take care of her. And
wow.
It's just really wrong to pretty much go around saying that, like, all adopted children are pretty much thrown away like a piece of trash. Because they're not. Because I could have taken care of her perfectly fine. And I love her so much with all my heart. But
well, I think that you did the right thing. Now, you probably live in some kind of a mobile home community.
No, not at all.
Well,
I'm just pretty much, I'm 22 years old. It
yes.
was an unplanned pregnancy.
Okay.
And the father and, you know, we're good friends still, but we're not together. And I just wanted to make sure that she had a good life.
Yes.
And
now, when you say an unplanned pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
meaning, and I really don't, please forgive me. When you say unplanned, do you know how babies are made?
Yes,
what kind of a
too.
Question?
Well, then why would you say that's unplanned? I don't understand.
Okay, pretty much because, like, the condom broke and it didn't, you know, I accidentally got pregnant. That's what happened.
Well, look.
So it wasn't planned for me to get
pregnant. So in other words, what you're saying to me is that you and this boyfriend used a condom that was substandard and you saw the wisdom in giving a child up to adoption because why would she want to be raised by a mother who buys bad condoms? I don't understand how.
But the lady is saying,
it's not that. I'm saying is that pretty much I'm making the comment that I really feel that it's bad that you're going around calling that adopted children are pretty much thrown away like a piece of trash because they're not. Because a lot of times
yes.
they're very wonderful gifts from God. And pretty much that a lot of times the women who make these decisions aren't always on drugs or having problems
yes.
or things like that. They sometimes just want to give a better life for their child.
Can I ask you something? Was she a beautiful child?
She was. She was gorgeous.
Very lovely. What color was her hair?
It was brown.
And you
brown hair and blue eyes.
And you miss her, don't you?
I do, a lot.
Yeah.
And I love her a lot, too.
Yeah.
But I
now,
wanted to
the reason
her...
why... Are you what they would call mountain trash?
Would you please have some sensitivity to what this...
No,
I'm trying to figure out...
Okay.
Why would you ask her about the beauty of that baby and then launch into a mountain trash line?
No,
I'm simply saying to this
I live in a house in Pennsylvania and everything like that.
Hillbilly trash, right?
No, not at all.
Right.
I have, you know,
so
two good parents. I have a brother. Like, it's a normal life.
Well,
it's
why didn't you keep the child then? I don't... you didn't want the child screaming and...
No, not at all. I love the fact. Please, when
were
I had her and everything for the 3 days, I was up 3 days in the hospital
yeah.
with her, and I refused to have the nurses take her away.
Well, did you,
it
were
had
you
nothing
afraid,
to do with
were
that.
Were you afraid you were going to beat it?
No, not at all.
Well,
oh, my gosh,
you,
I love children to
why
death.
Would she say, why would you say something like that?
The reason
because
why
a lot
is
of
because
women,
there's sometimes that, you know...
No, not you, Elizabeth. I meant,
no.
why would you ask this lady if...
A lot of young mothers rightfully give up their children because they know... One more minute with this kid, and I'm going to throw him into a street.
No, it's not about... Please, I've been at church, and I've been
yeah.
taking care of children since I was, like, 13.
Well,
I love
kind.
Children.
Well,
it's just
kind.
That I wanted her to have a loving family in the sense that she would have a mother and father, a great house,
I
a stable, and they would have, like, a wonderful home.
That is beautiful.
I'm still going to college, and I'm still, like, you know,
yeah.
not prepared with my life. So I wanted to give her the best that she possibly could.
Well, Elizabeth, this is Phil. I think you've done a very courageous thing.
Thank you.
And a wonderfully compassionate thing.
Phil, I wanted to say to this young lady, I think you've done a wonderful... When I say pick it up out of the... I'm just simply saying, have you ever seen a perfectly good sandwich in a garbage pit?
I understand your viewpoint.
That's what I'm saying. When you gave your child up for adoption...
Well, the garbage pit thing is not applicable, though.
It's just... That's the thing. It's just like, yeah, I mean, she would have been fine in me raising her and perfectly healthy and had everything that she wanted. I just wanted to give her a better life.
So you're not saying you were lazy?
No, it's not at all.
Not about being lazy?
Myself through college, and I've been working 80 hours a week, and I do everything like that, you know.
This young woman is feeling emotional about this, Margaret. I think a lot of your questions are a bit intemperate.
I'm just asking her, was she giving the child up for adoption because she just felt she didn't want to get out of bed in the morning and make the kid a lousy bowl of cereal?
I missed her every day. I mean, there's some times that I really want her back. The reason why I was doing it is because I want to give her a better life.
Well,
it's not because I'm lazy and I couldn't take care of her.
Okay. Do you go to bars?
No, I don't really. I
barely
drink and I've never done drugs.
Do you run around with men?
No, I don't, actually. He was the only guy I've ever been with.
Interracial dating?
What does that have to do with it? There's nothing wrong with interracial dating.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you an exotic dancer? Do you work in adult
No, not at all. I go to church every Sunday and stuff like that.
Was the father a preacher of some kind? Was he religious?
No, he wasn't.
Was he your father?
Will you stop?
No. That is horrible.
I don't ask you, was he black?
All right, that's it. Don't answer the question. Elizabeth.
Was he Puerto Rican?
Get her out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a psycho. Elizabeth, you're very kind to call our show. You're a very courageous, compassionate young lady.
Thank you very much. And you told me
before we went on the air, you're going to be able to see your baby when you want to.
Once a year we get planned visits, and I get pictures, and I could send letters every year to her.
Right.
Can I ask you, was he a Samoan?
Will you get...
Oh, my gosh.
She's, like, on this whole kick about adopted kids being picked. Something about, haven't you seen a perfectly good ham sandwich in a garbage pit?
Well, that was the main reason why I was calling, because I just felt really horrible that she's calling, you know, adopted children, like, trash. Because they're not all like that. I mean, there are some times where they do come from a bad situation.
From a bad deal,
But, I mean, you still shouldn't even describe them that way. I mean, it's her own son. That's the only reason I just felt really compelled.
Have you ever seen a used tampon?
That's it. I'm done. Elizabeth, thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
And I know it was very emotional for you. I really appreciate you calling us.
It's all right. You have a good night,
then. See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, I suppose you're going to castigate me now.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm trying to say that little hillbilly trash, she did the right thing.
The hillbilly trash and the mountain trash. Was the father black? Do you run around in bars? Are you an exotic dancer? I assume you live in a mobile home. Do you blast up rock?
Well, get you all indignant.
Yeah, I am. And then finally, to top the whole thing off, have you ever seen a used tampon in a trash can?
Well, have you?
None of your business. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
If you went into a house to buy it and were treated the way that you're treating people, what would you do?
I would shake the man's hand and thank him for dealing with me straightforward.
Well, I've got to tell you this.
What kind of a question was that? How did you think I was going to answer that question?
Well, I just wondered where you were coming from. Well, I would like to tell you this. My husband and I have bought 15 homes. We had a great number of rentals that we bought and sold. And if I ever had a real estate agent...
So you're not happy with the homes you live in?
Pardon?
You were not happy with the home you were living in?
We build homes, and after we build them, in 5 years we sell them, and we build another home, and we sell it, and
why
we build another
home.
So
you're not happy with the homes?
I didn't say I wasn't happy with the homes.
Why are you selling them? Because we
like building homes and selling them. It's the way we create a pretty good estate for ourselves. And what I wanted to say to you is...
Oh, so then you know what I'm talking about. Somebody walks in and says, hey, Carolina... is that toilet? Does that flush?
Well,
you want to kick that guy around the street,
Mr. Dozier?
Yes, ma'am.
I've gone to a number of different open houses. I go sometimes just to see what kind of a person the realtor is showing the house. So when I go to list the house, I know who I want to list with.
Well, there you go. See, now you're the kind of person that would make me angry because you're not.
Sure, I would.
You're not coming in to sell. You're not coming in to buy. You're just
no. But see, what do you hear? What she's saying? She wants to see how the realtor is treating the people.
Well, you would enjoy my method.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
You should see me in action.
No, I don't need to see you in action. And in fact, if you were in my home, you'd be kicked out faster than you're kicking the people out of the homes that you're showing.
Phil, can I ask you and Caroline Solis? I just want to say goodbye to this one lady here.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you don't need to say goodbye to me.
She's not saying goodbye to you, Caroline. He's talking to a customer he's got at the open house. Let me ask you, Caroline. You're in the real estate business.
I took real estate courses, and when I retired after working at the University of California,
you and your wife get out.
Are you telling somebody to get out?
I sure did. Get out. I don't want your business in here, piece of crap. Some scumbag.
I cannot believe this.
Can you believe this guy?
I can't believe
this. I don't understand. I do. I'm very firm in my business, Caroline, and I know that women love a firm hand. I think you would enjoy what I can do for you.
I wouldn't have you for a real estate salesperson. If you were the last person on earth, I'd put out a sign on my own.
Do you know what I do? I save you the time of having to deal with a lot of lightweights, people that aren't serious.
No.
I get the serious people.
Caroline, I wanted to ask you, this is Phil Hendry. It's interesting, you're building and selling homes. That's a terrific way of
We've created a very nice estate.
Crown molding, huh? You know how many times people ask me that?
Can you hear this guy? Because I can hear him in the background.
Crown molding? Right, you and whatever that is you're with. Is that your wife? Get out.
Can you believe he's talking to people like this?
Is he for real?
Sir?
Is Caroline there?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Can I get your business card? Because I'd really love to sit down and talk. I got some ideas.
I'll tell you, I said I took real estate courses, but I never sold real estate because I found out it was more profitable for me to do what we were doing.
Oh, absolutely. I think what you're doing is great, but I would love to be able to agent for you and to... Hey.
No.
Get your hands off the counter. I would love to agent for you and whatever I can do.
Listen, you would never be an agent for me because I would never have a person like you even show my home.
Caroline, this is Phil Hendry again.
Yes.
I'm interested in the idea of building... And then selling. Do you bring in an architect?
We sketch a plan.
And I'll tell you something. I'll smack that out of your hand.
Hey, hold on for a minute, Mr. Dozier.
Yes.
Who are you yelling at?
What business is it of yours? I'm trying to do.
I'm listening to you yelling that you're going to smack somebody.
Some kid's flushing the toilet over here. I got a business to run. What's the matter with you?
Anyway, Caroline, tell me a little bit about, you bring in an architect and then you plan and set up.
We usually sketch out a plan, pretty much what we think is, we've had enough.
Flush the toilet again, didn't you? I told you not to flush the toilet again.
Bud Dickman's talking to me. What, you know, every time you come on, I got to tell people what's going on. I was going to launch into something.
I just asked you, you think he has lockjaw by now?
Who?
Scott Peterson.
Do I think Scott Peterson's got lockjaw by now?
Yeah.
You know, that's a hell of a thing for you to bring up in the middle of this show, man. It's before 9 o'clock Pacific. Maybe there's a few kids listening.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
You know what? The guy's on Scott Peterson is on death row, okay?
Yeah.
That means that I don't think there's that many guys on death row. So I don't know how it is the inmates of death row get together and give, quote, Scott Peterson lockjaw. You know what I'm saying?
They can take him into a supply room like they did that guy in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's right, bud. Go see more movies, man. It'll tell you all you need to know about life. How to commit jail rape. Say, guys, wondering how to commit jail rape? Go see Shawshank Redemption this week at a theater near you. Jesus. Are you sick? Don't answer that. I know what the answer to that thing is, okay? I don't know how many guys are on death row in San Quentin, but it can't be that many. What, we got like 8 million? If we got a whole lot of guys on death row, man, they better start cranking it out a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, they better get going. Do you think his balloon knot is burning?
Will you shut up?